Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, what's going on? It's Mike Adam. This is your Odyssey check-in. I have Sophia Carson with me.
Hey, Mike.
So many things to celebrate. The new movie, Purple Hearts. You star in there with Nick Galitzine.
Yes.
And he was in Cinderella.
With Camila.
With Camila.
Yeah.
And you were in a Cinderella story.
You're right.
I feel like that means something.
I guess so. You're right. He was Prince Charming and I was Cinderella, but in different movies.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what that means. You just have great chemistry with him.
Thank
or you should do a song with Camila or something.
Or both. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about this role you play, Cassie. It seems to be pretty different from other roles you've had.
Yeah. Cassie in Purple Hearts has definitely been my greatest challenge as an actor. And it was really exciting because I was able to not only come on board the project as an actor, but also as executive producer and writing the soundtrack as well. So it's been 5 years in the making and I've poured my heart and soul into it. And Cassie is this just badass, fearless, really brave young woman who is defined by no man, by no institution, and to be saved by no one but herself. And she's fueled by her passion for justice. And she goes on this kind of unexpected, deeply emotional and unique love story that changes her and changes my co-star Luke very much.
Did you prepare for this role any differently? I saw some fans saying some cool stuff like, oh, I wonder if she talked with any military families or anything like that to prepare for the role.
We did all of that. We did, you know, what was most important for us with this film and with this story, because it was based on or inspired by true stories of contract marriages in the military that take place because people are in desperate need of money or health insurance. And so we wanted to make sure that everything was treated with complete and utter honesty and just real and honest truth. And so I studied, I did a lot of research on what it means to be, for instance, a type 1 diabetic, because Cassie's a type 1 diabetic, which makes us so proud because they're very underrepresented in film. And so every aspect of what the daily life entails, immigration, the immigrant experience in San Diego, military experience in San Diego, military families. I know that Nick also spoke to a lot of people at Camp Pendleton. He had like a military advisor. So yes, we tried to be as specific and as true to these stories as possible.
Awesome. Acting world and music world really merged together.
They collided
in this movie. Is that when you're the happiest?
That's a great question. I mean, I was definitely the happiest. I was so happy shooting this movie. So I guess, yes, it's a beautiful thing because I get to do everything that I love so much and express myself in such a beautiful way. And yeah, I really, this shooting this movie and writing the soundtrack and bringing it to life was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life.
So cool. So you did Feel the Beat for Netflix. You did this movie. I kind of feel like you're their new golden child right now.
I hope so. I would love that.
Are there more Netflix projects on the way?
Maybe. I hope so. I would love to. It's been really such an honor to be a part of the Netflix family and to work with their team. And it was also my first time working with them behind the scenes in this film, and to have their support and their vision and their passion for this project has been just incredible. And it's always surreal. I remember when Feel the Beat came out and I opened Netflix and I saw it as the number one movie in America. And I was like, oh my God, like this is so crazy. You don't dream about those things. I don't know how to describe it. It was so beautiful and surprising. And then recently I was just watching Netflix before bed, and then the preview for Purple Hearts came up, and I was like, is this just on my TV or is this like on everyone's TV?
I just pictured the Leo DiCaprio meme where he's like pointing at the, you're like, that's me.
I was like, Mom, yeah. That's me.
So what are you currently watching on Netflix?
That's a great question. So I've been spending a lot of time with the Netflix team recently. So we've been talking about that. I just watched Stranger Things. Obviously, the last season was just mind-blowing and incredible. I loved Persuasion, the last Jane Austen film on Netflix. I'm a big Gilmore Girls girl. That's kind of like my comfort show. Yeah. So that's kind of it.
Do you have a favorite Stranger Things character?
I think in this season... Sadie Sink's character.
Okay.
Actually, no. My all-time favorite is Gaten Matizaro. I think he's
wonderful.
An icon. Yeah, I love him.
For the fourth season, I was like, ah, I love you, Steve Harrington. You're so amazing.
He's
and then
great.
My wife and I got so sad when season four came to an end. So we went back and started the whole thing over again. And I was like, oh, I hated you, Steve.
That's
you
true.
Were a jerk.
You're right. I should do that too, because Steve was a jerk.
Yes, you forget.
He redeemed himself a bit.
He did. He did. Did you watch the J-Lo doc on there?
Loved the J-Lo
doc. Okay. Because I feel like she'd be a big inspiration
for
you growing
up. She always was, yeah. Growing up, I would... J-Lo had a concert that she did in Puerto Rico, got over a decade ago. And I had the DVD of the concert and I would watch it after school. And I would dream of one day being able to do something like that. And I've always admired her because she's also an actor, a producer, a mogul, a singer, songwriter.
Latina. Multifaceted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for
philanthropist.
Sure.
So yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Some of the stuff she was saying there was just like amazing. She was like, you know, I felt like I've been fighting to prove that I belong here my entire career. And it's crazy because she has such longevity and accolades.
Correct. More iconic or more successful than Jennifer Lopez. And just because she's a woman and she's Hispanic, she had to keep fighting for respect.
Wild. Yeah. I know another one of your big inspirations is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
From a songwriting standpoint, just artist arc, everything. She only recently started to use her platform for any kind
Correct.
Of like political
yes.
agenda. I know that's something you've struggled with in the past. How do you feel about that in 2022?
I feel like, you know, I've always believed that using my voice is my duty. And so I've always been vocal for the issues that are important to me. And I also deeply believe that there are issues that go beyond politics. Even though they are treated politically, there are certain issues that are about human rights. And so I've never been shy to use my voice when I feel like I really need to. And now the world that we live in, I think, almost demands that of our generation. And or our generation needs to be loud because there's just so much happening in the world. So I really think it's a responsibility that I carry, and I carry it with a lot of respect.
Yeah, J-Lo even touched on it in the doc when she was like, you know, I feel like
prepping
I need
for the
to
Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, the cages, she was like, yeah. I need to include something.
I need to say something.
It's not political.
It's not. It's about human rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw this. Dove Cameron, she recently was talking about being a Disney girl. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, I don't consider myself one. I don't look at Selena Gomez. I don't look at Demi Lovato. I don't look at Zendaya and think, oh, you and me were the same. Do you think you're a Disney girl?
I mean, they're definitely, like, in my eyes, the golden age.
Right, right.
Like, especially Demi and Selena, because I grew up with them, and I admire them immensely. So I would be honored to be, you know, in that category. I don't know. I mean, I guess because I was first known through Disney and the Disney Channel, The Descendants.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like Disney's a part of my...
Right.
By history, and they're amazing. They're really, really incredible artists.
If there was a live action Disney reboot that you could be a part of, what would the dream one be?
Gosh, so many. My favorite one growing up was Beauty and the Beast, but that was done so beautifully already. And Snow White is happening. Maybe like The Hunchback of Notre Dame. There's so many incredible ones. But I dressed up as Esmeralda growing up, and I remember always... You know, it was nice to feel identified in princesses and her and Belle. They looked more like me than other princesses, and I always kind of gravitated towards them.
Lizzo was talking about, I guess she auditioned for The Little Mermaid. She auditioned for Ursula.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you had any good auditions that you could talk about? Or
I was, I don't know if people know this, but I was like one of the front runners or one of the for Anita in West Side Story. So I got to meet Steven Spielberg multiple times, which was just
what?
Surreal. Surreal. It was a couple of years ago, maybe 2018. And I auditioned for, I think, First Maria. And then they called me back for Anita. I met Steven, Mr. Spielberg in LA. They flew me out to New York. I was part of the camp in New York. And I actually met Ariana. It was like me, Ariana, and one other actress at the camp here in New York, which was, I always like, I don't care what happens. Like, this is truly the experience of a lifetime.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Hopefully
you establish some kind of relationship with Steven
and
he can use you like down the line. Wow, I would have been heartbroken. You were
no,
okay
honestly,
with it?
No, honestly, because I was just so surprised. I was more like so honored that I was still even being considered for something so grand. And it was a really beautiful experience.
That's so cool. And was that your first time meeting Ariana?
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. Because she had only, I think, done Broadway before that.
Okay.
And I remember we met and she was like, yeah, I think I'm from Brooklyn, perhaps. She said, it's like, I work on Broadway. And I was like, oh, cool. But I had no idea. Like, I had no idea what that would end up being, Anita.
Yeah.
And she just was tremendous, such a force.
Yeah, yeah. Before we wrap, a couple of things. Since you're, you know, really diving into the producing aspect of things now, is there anything else like in the early beginnings that you're excited about that you could talk about or not really?
Not that I can talk about yet, but since I have been bit by the producer bug, I am right now in the middle of thinking of what to develop next. And I would love to keep, you know, kind of diving into that world more.
Do you always want to be in the stuff you're producing or not necessarily?
Who knows? Yeah. I think for right now, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, down the line, I know Reese produces a lot of things that she isn't necessarily in. But I think for now, you know, I love being on camera and bringing stories to life. So I would love to.
Lastly, you are always dressed impeccably.
Thank you.
Who are your fashion icons?
Audrey's always been like my go-to fashion icon because she's just the epitome of elegance and grace and timeless. So I kind of gravitate towards pieces that are a bit more timeless, but, you know, with a modern edge occasionally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody, any current people?
Yes. I love Elle Fanning. I think she can do no wrong. I love Elle Fanning. I love Dakota Johnson, Angelina. I think those are my faves.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Sophia Carson, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.